And here's tech guy Richard Pascoe. Good morning.
Morning, Darren. Morning to all the listeners out there.
All right, so we're going to start off by talking about Mitchell Marsh. And I've been looking forward to this all morning. So I'm just going to say that his last three scores with the bat, 77 not out, 66 not out, and 100 not out last night for the Perth Scorchers.
I don't know anybody. Why would anybody rubbish that man? Geez, he's a good player at the moment. But yeah. As you've kept up with this, this has been a running gag now for about 2 years.
I know. We've got our mileage out of the Marsh brothers for sure.
We have.
But he's finally turned you, has he? Yeah, you're
Look, I think he's doing very well. I don't think he's going to replace Cameron Green in the test side. I've really got to say that. And if you had a real Green top, why not play him and Cameron Green at the same time? Because Green is looking a really good fast bowler as well, and he can bat. He didn't do too well in the first test, but we know the guy can bat as well.
Hmm. Are you going to the test match?
I'm waiting for my corporate ticket, Darren.
Well, we finally got our test match in Hobart too, by the way.
Which is great. Yeah. I remember we did tease that, and I think that's absolutely wonderful for Tasmania. I really do. So roll up, folks. First 2 days, I think it'll be great. After that, it's probably going to all be over.
So, yeah. Oh, no, please go 3 days at least. Because I'm not planning on going day one because traffic will be a nightmare. But yeah. I'm looking at day two and day three at this stage. So
yeah, that'd be good. I wouldn't book for day four, people.
Day four might be. All right, let's go on to tech stuff now. 5G versus NBN. So fast internet. So what do you reckon? Is the NBN quickly becoming out of date already?
Well, probably if you were Malcolm Turnbull, we go about 10 years ago, he and Kevin Rudd, because Rudd was building the NBN and Turnbull came along and said wireless 5G might eventually knock it off. 5G internet access is a real reality now for so many people out there because it covers three quarters of the population now. All the telcos are selling 5G plans. Now, the big caveat about all of this, Darren, is you might stand outside your home and have really good 5G coverage, but when you get inside your home, it dies because 5G actually struggles sometimes to get through brick walls. So before you sign up with a plan, if you've got a 5G phone, take it inside your house, see if you get coverage on there. But all the telcos are offering you a one-month free trial.
Right.
Telstra advertised 5G speeds basically up to 600 megabits per second. Optus say an average of 210. Vodafone just say it's very quick. They won't actually give you a speed on there. But, you know, sign up for the one-month free trial and just see before I would do that before I swapped out of the NBN.
Well, it seems to me that not going through a brick wall is a pretty serious problem.
It is. And I've also got to say, you know, I think we're seeing this at the moment, but once Elon Musk's Starlink service starts to gain hold as well, where we put a satellite dish on the roof and we get speeds nearly of a gig, all two of them might be in trouble.
Right. Okay. So that's his next big thing, yeah?
Yeah, Starlink's already being sold. If people want to Google it, it's about, I think, it costs about $800 for the equipment. If you can see the sky, you can get fast internet.
Righto. The list no one wants to be on. The biggest Australian data breaches of 2021, and that includes the Tasmanian ambulance.
Yeah, back in January of this year, it was one of the first data breaches. So it affected every resident that requested an ambulance between November 2020 and January 2021. Cyber attackers go to great lengths to go along and access things. What they did was they intercepted the radio data, converted the conversation to text, and then posted the stolen data online.
Hmm.
It included the patient's personal details, the address of the incident. So, you know, lots of things got posted about it. We've also seen this year the Northern Territory government, ASIC, Oxfam, and last week the South Australian government got added to it as well. So 80,000 employees of the South Australian government had all their details posted online.
Wow.
So that includes their names, their address, their banking details, their date of birth. It's a serious, serious thing over here at the moment. So if you're ever involved in something like that, you've got to understand that if somebody comes along and tries to call you, and they know, yeah, it's Darren, that's your date of birth, you know, if you want me to prove your identity, and they'll rattle it all off, you basically say, thanks very much, hang up, and then ring your bank.
Yeah, right.
Not with the number that they give you over the phone.
Okay, well, I'm just wondering, with, you know, with people posting private information, names and addresses and phone numbers and all that online, what do these attackers actually get out of it? Is it just personal gratification and satisfaction of just knowing that, look, you know, I can do this? Is that what they're doing? Because, I mean,
no, it's to sell those details on the people that can go along and access bank accounts.
Yeah.
You know, this year, the most I've ever had somebody lose, and I've got to say, through a data attack, was $150,000.
Wow. All right.
You know, you've got to be careful with your personal information, people.
Indeed. All right, some last-minute Christmas tech ideas.
If you're going to buy something for somebody and it's tech, don't buy crap at the moment. You know, yeah, you might save a dollar or things like that. So if you're in doubt, if you're unsure, buy a gift card for them as well. Most gift cards now don't have an expiry date on there as well, because there's nothing worse on Christmas Day, Darren, when you come along and suddenly you unwrap the present and you go, that's really nice, it's something that I've always wanted, but do you have the receipt? But we can return it.
Yeah. Well. It's awkward, isn't it?
It's
Do you have the receipt for that?
Yeah.
All right. So have you done your Christmas shopping or what?
Yes. I'm not buying anybody anything.
All right. Thanks for that. And we'll catch you, say, final show for the year next week, right?
That's it. It'll be the Mitch Marsh tribute show.
Beautiful. All right. Talk to you then. And lots of information and great stories on Richard's website, which is talktech.com.au.